My name is Elle Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 15th day of July, 2017. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 50,000 times since it was posted in 2014. It is now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Well, tonight I'd like to talk about the non-existent authority of our doctors. John Stepmiller had me on his show last night, and we were talking about a patient's rights of informed dissent. And I've talked about that quite a bit. In fact, for those who've been listening, oh gosh, since last winter, you're aware that I had a very close relative who was in critical condition and was in the hospital for more than a month. Went through all kinds of procedures and surgeries, and it was very difficult. The individual was critical for many, many weeks, and luckily is recovering nicely today. However, I paid attention the whole time, even though I think I was kind of in shock, to how they're doing things, what their procedures are, what their paperwork is, what kind of treatments they're using, and what kind of information they're giving the patient. And to say the least, I was most disappointed, and actually I was quite shocked. I was really quite shocked. I hadn't been involved in hospital care for a long time. When I was younger, I was a registered respiratory therapist, and I did spend a lot of time in cardiac arrests in the emergency department and in intensive care with ventilators and post-op patients. So I was accustomed to kind of how things go in the critical care area, but I hadn't been involved in this for many years. And things have changed, needless to say. Things have changed. It was far more patient-oriented when I was in respiratory therapy years ago than it is today. Today, the patient seems to be a number, and the name of the game is follow the rules and take your money. If you follow the rules, you get your money. If you don't, then you get in trouble. But I've been exposing a lot of this since, trying to share it with people, hoping that maybe something that my family learned could help other people. The more we know about how this system works, the better off we will be. The greater our chance that we can protect ourselves and our loved ones. And that's why I've done so many shows on it. I keep hoping that the more people who are educated, the less people will be vulnerable. I know we can't reach everybody, but we can certainly try to share what we learn as we go along. There's no rule that says we all have to learn everything the hard way. Even though sometimes I think my children believe that. I know that not to be true. So tonight I'd like to take another look at what's called evidence-based medicine. And in the past, I did a show on that, exposing the scam that is evidence-based medicine. And you can look at the IDH program links page on my website and scroll down. I don't have it right in front of me, but you should be able to locate when we did that show on evidence-based medicine. And I had an opportunity to get even more information this past week that really impressed me, and I'd like to share it with the listeners. We've talked about the Cochrane collaboration. I had several references over the past month or so to a Peter Goetsche who wrote the book Deadly Medicines, and he's done YouTubes, he's given lectures, he's been exposing mainly psychotropic drugs, but he also was exposing the way Big Pharma comes after anybody of prominence who tells the truth about what's really going on, and he was victimized. Very well organized attack on him for his book, Deadly Medicines. In addition, some of you might be aware of Andrew Wakefield, who exposed some of the side effects of the vaccines, and they attacked him big time. Fortunately, Dr. Peter Goetsche went to court, and he was vindicated, and sadly, Dr. Andrew Weber lost his license. But tonight, I'd like to feature another doctor, and what's so encouraging to me personally is when I do the YouTubes and I listen to these talks that these guys have given, the medical truth tellers, I'm going to call them, and there are many. The more I listen, the more out there I discover. That's what's so encouraging, people. And then I discover how long these medical truth tellers have been around, trying to warn the public, trying to warn their peers. There's so many of them, so many books have been written. It's kind of a disappointment to me that I wasn't aware of this growing effort that's been going on for several decades. Unfortunately, if I wasn't aware, there's a good chance that most of the public isn't aware of the number of insiders who are doing their best to warn the public and get the word out. So I'm going to share with you clips from a talk that Dr. David Healy gave. And let me give you a little information about Dr. David Healy. He's the one I've been focusing on this week. He is from the UK. He is a professor of psychiatry. Okay. And he wrote a book called Pharmageddon. It was published in 2013. I'm going to read you a little bit that I found on Amazon describing his book. This searing indictment, Dr. David Healy's most comprehensive and forceful argument against the pharmaceuticalization of medicine, tackles problems in healthcare that are leading to a growing number of deaths and disabilities. Healy, who was the first to draw attention to the now well-publicized suicide-inducing side effects of many antidepressants, attributes our current state of affairs to three key factors: product rather than process patents on drugs, the classification of certain drugs as prescription only, and industry-controlled drug trials. These developments have tied the survival of pharmaceutical companies to the development of blockbuster drugs, so that they must overhype benefits and deny real hazards. Healy further explains why these trends have basically ended the possibility of universal health care in the United States and elsewhere around the world. He concludes with suggestions for reform of our currently corrupted evidence-based medical system. And here's a little review about his book. From John Anderson, who is another author. He authored a book called Overdosed America. And this is what John Abramson had to say about Dr. Healy's book. Like a good detective story, Pharmageddon weaves together the history of modern medicine, the evolution of clinical trials and statistical analysis, changes in international patent laws, privatization of clinical research, blurring of the line between academics and industry, and the enabling role of medical journals. If you want to learn how to protect yourself or your patients from medical commercialism, and how medical practice can be redirected back towards its true mission, this book is a must read. Sadly, I have not read it, but I did order it. It really does intrigue me, as does this physician, this psychiatrist. So to start listening to what David Healy had to say in this lecture, which you can listen to the whole thing, it's on YouTube. And the title on YouTube is David Healy, Time to Abandon Evidence-Based Medicine. And it's dated 2012. Again, David Healy, Time to Abandon Evidence-Based Medicine. So let's go ahead and hear the first clip of what David Healy has to say as he exposes what's going on behind the scenes.
No one disputes that drugs can do good. Both the drug companies say they can, and I think they can. I mean, I use these drugs. You should not take out of this talk that I don't use the SSRIs or any of these drugs. I do. What happens, though, is we're in a world where the positive effects are hyped and overblown, and that's fine. We can all agree that there are some positive effects. We don't all agree that there are negative effects. The companies just simply do not accept there are negative effects. They do extraordinary things to hide the issues. So it's trying to get a agreement on the full range of effects that a drug has. It's not trying to say they're all bad, don't use them. It's just simply trying to restore a world where people who, I mean, this is what happens. People on a drug called Zyprexa, which is one of the drugs used to stabilize moods, gain 4 or 5 stone in weight. The companies say to you, our controlled trials show no evidence of weight gain. So even in the face of people generally saying he's become Michelin man, your ability to believe the evidence of your own eyes is being discredited. We are trying to restore your ability to believe the evidence of your own eyes, and in so doing, will probably lead on to the discovery of new and useful effects of drugs. We're not just simply asking you to report the adverse effects. We're asking you, what we do is, if there are things that happen on the drug, we ask you specifically, okay, this may be a problem in this context, but can you see any other context in which it could be a good thing to be happening? So, and also we ask you about the risk-benefit trade-offs. It's, yeah, the drug may be causing the problem, but you may be happy once you know it's causing the problem to continue with the treatment because you're getting good effects out of it. But at least your mind's more settled if you know that, this is the origin of that particular glitch. You know, my hair's falling out, now I know why it's falling out, but I get such good benefits from the drug that I'm happy to continue. Absolutely, but we've got a problem, which is if the culture doesn't let people recognize what's right in front of their own eyes, as I try to put it, I have tried to put it elsewhere, and ran into serious problems with the Catholic Church because of this particular way of putting it. What Freud did for us was terribly useful. He got us to recognize you couldn't believe everything that a patient says, that behind what they say may lie other meanings completely. You need to be sensitive to these things. But the problem with an exclusively Freudian approach, if that's the only club in the bag that you've got, you end up not believing any stories of abuse at all. There comes a point where you have to believe what the patient's saying. In the same way, controlled trials, terribly useful, I mean, do wonderful things in helping show us the biases that we bring to therapy, that clinical psychologists bring to therapy, doctors bring to therapy, anybody involved in healthcare brings to therapy, and the patient brings too. But if we ever get to the point of not being able to believe the evidence of our own eyes, we're in the comparable position the Catholic Church were in, which is, you know, not accepting the evidence when it gets to a point that is overwhelming. And that's what we've got to. We have simply, I mean, the patient has become invisible in front of us. I'm pleased to hear that you don't go by the guidelines. I'm slightly concerned for you, which is, I think there's a growing risk you're going to lose your job if you're systematically not going by the guidelines.
Well, that was our experience as well when he brought up the fact that the patient can say, I've got these side effects, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling weak, I feel faint, I feel dizzy. And that happened to my relative. He was in rehab. They were trying to strengthen him before they sent him home. And he had a very hard time. His muscles were weak. He had difficulty. He was losing his balance. He was dizzy. He was unstable. And when we looked up the side effects of the medication that he was on, those symptoms were right at the top. Right at the top. So we were, in fact, it was even said when I went to drugs.com, it said to let your doctor know if you have these symptoms. So we did exactly that. And with some debate or discussion, maybe better, one doctor agreed and discontinued the medication. However, a week later, another doctor came along, discounted the fact that these side effects were very real, and reordered the drug, and a dispute ensued. He left angry and marked on the chart of my relative that my relative was not compliant. So he hit the nail on the head. I mean, the patient can report the problem. The nurses can observe the problem. Everybody can see the problem. And yet, there's this barricade with these physicians that it's not a side effect of the drug. They are absolutely blind to these side effects, and that's what we found. They don't want to acknowledge the side effects. They don't want to acknowledge the contraindications. They just want to hang on to the benefits that they have been told by drug cartels that the drug offers. So I appreciate the fact, I'm eager to get the book, that Dr. David Healy brought that up. The other thing he brought up is he was kind of making a joke, but it's really not a very funny joke because it is something physicians are very much afraid of. And I did talk to Jennifer Daniels about this. I don't know if you remember, she had a program on RBN on Sunday nights. And I spoke to her about this, and she was very clear that if they don't follow the guidelines, okay, they can be disciplined, they can be terminated, they can have their license revoked, they can get in big trouble. So they're more inclined to follow the guidelines, and Dr. Healy brings that up. If you don't follow the guidelines, most of the time, you could lose your job. After we get done with the next clip, I'll talk a little bit maybe why on that patient's declaration of patient's rights, we took that into account because we know that's very real. And when it comes to protecting their income and protecting you, I'm afraid most of them are going to protect their income. That's just the way it is. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting in a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I am Elle Whitney, and this is July 15th, 2017, and we're taking another look at evidence-based medicine, which I came across actually in living color when my close relative was in ICU, and the nurse just looked at me and said, "This is based on evidence-based medicine." So all the nurses have been taught evidence-based medicine. Really, what evidence-based medicine is built upon is the concept that the big medical institutions, the universities, the big hospitals do clinical trials. They collect data, and then when they come to conclusions, they claim that their conclusions are supported by the evidence of the information they've collected. This has been going on for quite a while. I think the whole history of it's probably revealed in more detail in Dr. David Healy's book, Pharmageddon, which was released in 2013. But I read about it, and we talked about it in an article, Modern Medicines at the Crossroads. I believe that was Dr. Miller. I'd have to go back and look, but you could type in a search for Modern Medicine at the Crossroads, where he described the history kind of Medicare and how we've evolved into this evidence-based medicine and how weak it is. And he describes beautifully, I might add, in one kind of lengthy article, how we got here. And I think he starts his search, though, at the time of Medicare when the government started getting involved in our healthcare. So it's important that we understand. A lot of people believe that we can avoid this completely. We can take our alternatives, keep ourselves healthy, and stay away from their wellness programs, which are designed to find problems that they can impose a treatment on you. Doesn't matter if you feel good, there will be looking. It is a fishing expedition. All of these adult wellness programs are fishing expeditions. So understanding what's going on is really important. And as much as we may try to keep ourselves healthy and succeed at doing that, there is always the potential around the corner that someone can be in a car accident, be surprised with a heart attack, fall down and seriously injure themselves, no matter what their age. So being aware of how we can do our best to encounter the medical industrial complex and get that bone set receive that resuscitation effort, have those sutures put in so that you can move on with your life. How to deal with them, I think, should be something we all learn. That way we're prepared. It is very difficult if you don't know anything about the system and all of a sudden you wake up and there you are, which is why I've done this series of articles. I'm hoping they're helping some people avoid the problems that this modern industrial medical complex has created. Now, we will be doing another clip of Dr. David Healy after the next break. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody of the importance of supporting RBN. The kind of programs that you get on RBN, you're not going to get anywhere else. The kind of truth you're going to get not anywhere else. And the archives are free. John's put together some really good platforms. He has wonderful employees, great board operators, some dynamite hosts. And John's show in and of itself is worth listening to Monday through Friday. I mean, he has great guests on and he covers a lot of material. John has been around the Patriot, quote, movement for many, many years. He's also been around the internet radio movement. He is so knowledgeable. It would be really sad to see this network not be able to stay afloat just because of money. He's got all the talent he needs. It's just a question of money. And he doesn't advertise big pharma products. If he did, he probably wouldn't have any trouble staying afloat. But thank God, because if he did, I probably wouldn't be on as a host. So this is just a reminder to everyone. You can go to the homepage of RBN, and you'll see right on the homepage a link to donate. Please be generous. This would be really a big loss if RBN could not continue with this great programming. We'll be back shortly with more about Dr. David Healy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. We're talking tonight about Dr. David Healy's work, and we've been listening to a YouTube that everyone's welcome to listen to. It's free online. And the name of the YouTube is David Healy, Time to Abandon Evidence-Based Medicine. It was a lecture he gave in 2012. Now, in the next segment, he is going to be more specifically about how clinical trials work, how the whole thing is manipulatable, and he's going to use a great example, but he is kind of comparing SSRIs, okay, which is the primary focus, psychotropic drugs, in his talk, is the harm that these psychotropic drugs can cause, the bad effects they can have, and why psychiatrists are ignoring them. And that's, he will refer to SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That's what that means. So let's listen to what he has to say. It's really quite entertaining how the example he uses as far as how clinical trials can be manipulated. Can we play the next clip?
Broccoli contains benzodiazepines in large amounts. It's the only foodstuff around the place that does. And the benzodiazepines have all been shown in controlled trials of depression to be effective antidepressants, as effective as the SSRIs. But let's focus on the drug that most of us would prefer, which is the one in the upper left. I'm going to persuade you that if alcohol had only been introduced lately so that the pharmaceutical industry could take out a patent on it, that it would be very easy to introduce it as an antidepressant. In the case of the SSRIs and other antidepressants, we only run six-week trials of these drugs. We'd only have to run a six-week trial of alcohol. We don't have to show that the drugs save lives to get an antidepressant on the market, or even that they get people back to work. We show changes on rating scales. In the case of alcohol, it would help you fall asleep, it would make you less anxious, less irritable, and a range of things like this. It is for certain that on the rating scales we use, you would show beneficial therapeutic effects of alcohol in a six-week trial. So that in at least one out of the five trials we did, which if you remember was the rate that sertraline showed positive results, we would get a positive result for alcohol. If we'd run two positive trials out of 10 trials were done, we don't need to let the rest of the world know about the other 8 negative studies. From the 2 positive studies, we can produce 100 positive publications. In the case of some of the drugs that have been used in the mental health field, for every single trial that was done, there is on average 50 positive publications that come out of the one trial. So we can produce lots of publications saying that alcohol works extraordinarily well as an antidepressant. We can accentuate the positive in the sense that clearly in an alcohol trial, alcohol is going to be placebo. You know, red wine, nice red wine, good quality red wine is going to beat Ribena or whatever it is we compare it to. But Ribena may do quite well as well. However, when the results come out with alcohol marginally beating Ribena, we will be able to put the entire positive effects of alcohol down to alcohol and nothing to do with placebo effects. We can have a Mexican component to our alcohol trial. In the case of one of the drugs on the market for mood stabilization at the moment, Abilify, what they did was they had a 32-center trial, 30 centers in the United States and 2 in Mexico. If you look at the trial results that come out of the 30 centers in the United States, Abilify does not beat placebo. In the 2 Mexican centers, the placebo effects are 0. The Abilify effects are extraordinary and tremendous. There's a huge difference. And when you add the 2 Mexican centers into the U.S. centers, what do you know? Overall, the 32 centers combined show a marginal benefit for Abilify over placebo. And FDA, although they notice this and this strange pattern of results, still license Abilify for mood stabilization. So if they do that for Bristol Myers Squibb, they presumably do it the same for us and alcohol as well. Now, in the case of wine, let's say David and I have brought wine on the market, but a few of the rest of you have got sort of cotton onto this good idea and thought, well, let's try the same for gin and whiskey and beer. We can prove that all of these work as well. We can bring them all on the market. And there will be patients within a short period of time when wine hasn't worked, their doctor will have put them on a combination of wine and gin and whiskey and beer and rum, because these all work. And if one drug hasn't worked, we should be putting you on 4 or 5 drugs that work. There'll be no recognition that essentially you're being put on 5 different versions of the same thing. We can even do the same thing with Scotch and Irish and Japanese Scotch whiskey. There's no reason why not. This treatment, alcohol, will be endorsed by NICE guidelines. With clever publication strategies, NICE may endorse it as the number one treatment for depression, particularly if the company producing the drug is based here in the UK and threatened to leave the country if NICE doesn't play ball. You know for certain that we will have health economists who will be able to analyze the data from 6-week trials and prove that taking alcohol will, I mean, that if large numbers of the population take alcohol, that it will save the economy money. And of course, the other key thing about this is on the basis of 6-week trials of alcohol where we show a marginal benefit, you will be told you need to take this drug for life. You have a lifelong condition and you need to continue taking it. What about the side effects of alcohol? Well, in 6 to 8 week trials, the effects are probably not going to appear particularly. I mean, most of them aren't going to appear. If they do appear, we only need to report the side effects that are happening at a 10% rate or more. We don't have to report things that may be happening to 4 to 5% of the people in the trial. If there are adverse effects that a doctor like David Linden reports, they'll be dismissed as anecdotes. They're not significant. In the case of pregnancy, there will be no evidence. You will be told, pregnant women will be told that you have to take alcohol during pregnancy, because if you leave your nervous disorder untreated, this is going to cause birth defects to your unborn child. Compared with the SSRIs in 6-week trials, where they show a doubling of the rate of people going on to commit suicide and a doubling of the rate of violent acts, including homicide, there will be no such increase on alcohol. It will be a lot better and a lot safer. In the case of people trying to stop alcohol a few months later and finding it difficult, that they've got withdrawal problems, they'll be told, well, this is the illness that we were treating you for in the first instance reappearing. It is nothing to do with you being dependent on alcohol. This is exactly what we do with the SSRIs. On the pregnancy issue, I should tell you that the SSRIs double the rate of birth defects, double the rate of miscarriages, increase the rate of voluntary terminations, and may be leading to the children born of women on these drugs through pregnancy to have learning disabilities later in life. That certainly wouldn't be the case with alcohol in modest quantities. If there are liver function test problems that show up in alcohol, we can get doctors. There's no problem finding a doctor. Some report in the literature somewhere that people who are depressed have liver enzyme elevations. So the liver enzyme elevations will be put down to the depression, nothing to do with alcohol. Within a few months, we will be able to convert the entire medical field to believing that any liver function problems that seem to be happening on alcohol are down to the illness. Once the drug is made available on prescription only, its risks vanish. You can even have alcohol sold in the supermarket down the road, and you will perceive its risks as being completely different to the alcohol you get from David Linden. As happens in the case of the amphetamines, we give dexamphetamine in large and increasing amounts to children, and we regard it as harmless and safe compared with the dexamphetamine you get on the street, which is a disaster and to be avoided at all costs. Doctors are a risk laundering system when it comes to drugs. But they perform one useful task for the pharmaceutical industry. If they say that, well, even if they've been warned that there was risks linked to alcohol, that they would still have used it, you cannot take a legal action against the pharmaceutical company producing alcohol.
I think that was amazing. I mean, he made the point so well that this is how the system works, and obviously it's broken. Anytime you've had a debate with a physician over a medication, you probably have had the similar experience whereby your concerns were dismissed and you were told that the symptom, either you need another drug or the symptom is just a part of the disease that you are suffering from. We also noted when he said that they would recommend what gin and rum and whiskey, that what you need is five of the same kind. I am not kidding. A very dear friend of mine's adult daughter was started on one and is now taking five psychotropic drugs. And when my close relative was in the hospital, they decided that his blood pressure was too high. We turn around and all of a sudden they prescribe three different drugs for hypertension. Then later, when we were talking to the kidney specialist volunteered that she'd be happy to work with him, and she's sure that they could come up with an appropriate medication cocktail. So somewhere, the message is getting around among these physicians that more is better, even of the same kind of drug, with slight variations, which is scary, because if you've got side effects from one, then you go to drugs.com and look up the side effects. Then you look up the side effects for the second one and the third or fourth one. You can quickly see how you will no longer be able to distinguish between the illness they claim they're trying to treat and the side effects of the medications they have prescribed. He's done just an excellent job bringing that point forward. What he's done is amazing. He, and I believe with the help of others, has established a website, and everybody should get a pencil and write this down. I went there this evening, and I was just stunned. It is absolutely great. The name of the website is risk.org, only this is how it's spelt. RXISK.org. RXISK.org. And you can, if you're on any medications whatsoever, you can go to that website and get information about side effects. People are reporting the side effects. They're reporting the serious side effects. It's just absolutely wonderful. If you're a physician, you can go there and look things up. And if you're a patient, you can go and look things up. I thought that it's like about time. He believes that if we educate the population and they start sharing this information with each other and their physicians, that we can maybe turn this mechanism around and bring some sanity back into it. And of course, his hope is that when patients complain about side effects, they all won't be dismissed as symptoms and ignored. Instead of discontinuing a medication, what we have now is they pile another medication on top. We've talked about that over the last several months. Dr. Peter Gocha talked about that. He is the one who co-founded the Cochrane Collaboration. Dr. Marcia Angel, who is a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, they both talked about the number of medications that the senior citizens are now receiving and how astronomically high that is and how dangerous that is, especially when their metabolism is slowed down. They can't really process or metabolize the volume of medications. I know the listeners have called in over the weeks and explained how many medications their parents were on, or their husband, or their aunt or uncle, and it is absolutely outrageous. So I'd love to hear people call in and give me their idea of what Dr. David Healy has to say, and whether or not they've run into evidence-based medicine. The number is, and no, I don't have that number memorized, 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. This industry, Big Pharma, has gone international. Rockefeller made sure it did. You've got the World Health Organization, which wants to be the world's FDA. And we saw with the H1N1 pandemic of 2009 that the United Nations WHO wants to direct the healthcare in all the member countries of the United Nations. And they are all, they're all suffering from the same plight America is. Dr. Healy, I believe, is from Wales, and Dr. Gocha, I believe, is from Copenhagen, and there are other European doctors speaking up. There are so many speaking up, it's exciting to see and hear. But the problem is not just in America. I'm afraid this monster called the FDA, this model, has been exported across the planet. And this is why we've got European doctors speaking up, because they're watching it. They seem to be a little more courageous. Maybe they aren't as apt to lose their license as in America, although Andrew Wakefield did lose his license when he spoke up. So this is a problem for humanity. We are being drugged. We are being drugged with dangerous toxic substances. And none of these guys, they talk about this and they talk about the threat to our health. Outside of Blalock, none of them admit that this is a depopulation program, but I think we have all the evidence to go there. So, we'll be back soon. I'm happy to take calls.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We have a caller from Fort Worth, and tonight we're taking another look at the fraud that is evidence-based medicine. And the caller from Fort Worth is Ken. Good evening, Ken.
Good evening. One nice thing you can do now is take a laptop in the patient's room and keep track of what they're doing. You ask them, what's in that IV over there? What's the procedure you're doing? You can sit there and look it up and study it.
You could.
Yep.
You absolutely could, or at least if you don't take the laptop, you know, into the room, because there's so many electronics in those rooms. Oh my gosh, you could at least take a notepad, you know, and then go maybe to a different section of the hospital with your laptop and look it up. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever. One time I was with a doctor, a nurse here, and she was reading some kind of a study book for her classes. I looked at that. And I said, I think if I read this 1 week ahead of time, I could teach her.
Yes, you could. You probably could.
Nice starting.
Yeah, because, I talked to the nurses, and the nurses are indoctrinated with the same information the doctors are getting. And the nurses cannot, except for a nurse practitioner, and I have doubts about that whole can of worms, but the nurses can't write prescriptions. So they're not, maybe they could ask a question of a doctor if they thought there was a problem. They could share a side effect with the physician and say, geez, I wonder if that's his medication or whatever. They have to be very diplomatic. But if the doctor says, no, it's not, it's his condition, and the nurse is done, she's got to give the medication or she's unemployed. That's pretty much across the board. So if anyone would like to call in and share their experiences with the medical industrial complex, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Now, when he talked about, it was kind of a joke, I mentioned it before, that they could lose their license or their job if they don't basically adhere to the standards of care. And supposedly the standards of care are based on this fraudulent evidence-based medicine. This is why when we put together the patient's the Declaration of Patients' Rights, which is two pages, it's on our website, we put this together to try to soften that and protect the physician as well. And I'm going to read it to you. I've read it before, but you may be new to this topic and you might not have heard this. This is a two-page document. On the front, it is from Medline Plus. It is copied right off of the internet. We've got the date, etc. And it lists the patient's rights. And Medline Plus is considered it's from the National Institutes of Health. And it's trusted health information for you. It has a section on patient rights, and the second paragraph says, an important patient right is informed consent. That means if you need a treatment, your healthcare provider must give you the information you need to make a decision. That's to remind the doctor that this is a right that the government has given us all. Okay? So, another break. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.